Hogs half hour, I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Right, welcome all to another Host Half Hour. This one is a sort of computer-related one. It's Herb sent me some stuff about griefing, which I just find very funny indeed. And then when talking about that with my buds, they were talking about Leroy Jenkins. And so I thought I'd play that and do some stuff with Jenkins. Let's go, Jenkins style.
Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
Leroy Jenkins!
Right, let's talk about the Leroy Jenkins clip. This is kind of an internet phenomenon. It's about these dudes playing World of Warcraft. And my mate was telling me about it at lunch. He was like, he'd seen it, he loved it, it made him laugh so much. So went back and watched it, obviously. Yeah, it's about these dudes playing Warcraft, and you see them there. There's about 10 of them, and they're there talking tactics. Going, yes, well, you go in. I'll put my nerd voice on. Yeah, you go in, and I'll bring my shout. I'll scatter them away. Then you come in with a mana sword. You do a prayer on me, and then I will rush in, swords out, to the ready, and I'll take you off one at a time. Mm. What are the odds of doing this? Okay, you got any stats for us? And this other dude says, let me just do a number crunch. I've got the number 32.3 recurring, obviously. And he goes, that's pretty good, better than usual. And then at this time, right, Leroy Jenkins is one of them. He's been off cooking his dinner, or getting some chicken, I think. And he comes back and goes, just says something like, right chumps, let's go. And he shouts, Leroy Jenkins! And he runs into the cave, whatever, where all the baddies are. And they go, oh my god, he's gone, Leroy, let's save him, save him! Now if it's me, I'd let the twat die. If he wants to run into a cave full of monsters by himself, well, you know, if you get savagely killed, that's your tough shit. But they all run in, right, and then this plan they had a minute ago, carefully devised plan, shouting and different people coming in and out, it's completely gone to tits, it's completely up the wall, it's gone, and they just run in and get completely massacred, and they're all dying and going, oh, Leroy, you are so stupid, and you see him flailing around for a while, and then Leroy's going, I'm sorry, and at the end, after they've all died, Leroy just comes over and goes, well, at least I got chicken, there you go, that's an internet phenomenon.
Okay guys, these eggs have given us a lot of trouble in the past. Does anybody need anything off this guy, or can we bypass him?
I think Leroy needs something from this guy.
Oh, he needs those devout shoulders? Isn't he a paladin?
Yeah, but that'll help him heal better. I'll have more mana.
Christ. Okay, well, what we'll do, I'll run in first, gather up all the eggs so we can kind of just, you know, blast them all down with AoE. I will use Intimidating Shout to kind of scatter them so we don't have to fight a whole bunch of them at once. When my shout's done, I'll need Anthony to come in and drop his shout too, so we can keep him scattered and not to fight too many. When his is done, Bass, of course, will need to run in and do the same thing. We're going to need Divine Intervention on our mages, so they can AE, so we can, of course, get them down fast, because we're bringing all these guys. I mean, we'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick. I think it's a pretty good plan. We should be able to pull it off this time. What do you think, Abdul? Can you give me a number crunch real quick?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm coming up with 32.33, repeating, of course, percentage of survival.
Oh, that's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Save him!
Oh, jeez, stick to the plane!
Oh, jeez.
Let's go, let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Stick to the plane, chums.
Stick to the plane.
Oh, gee. Oh, fuck.
Give me the mind intervention.
Hurry up.
Shout. You think I can't catch? I can't move. Am I lagging, guys?
I can't move. What the hell?
I can't aim.
Oh my god.
The eggs keep
spawning. More spawning. I don't think you can cast with that shit.
Oh my god.
Shout.
I got it.
Oh my god.
God damn it, Leroy.
God damn it.
Leroy, you moron. Leroy.
Leroy.
This is ridiculous.
I'm on it. Mass. I'm down. Forking down. God damn it.
Ass is down.
I killed it before I could move.
We've died on this.
God.
Oh, Spiffy Rezus.
Why do you do this shit, Leroy?
I'm trying.
Not my fault.
Who's Soulstone?
We do have a Soulstone up, don't we?
Warlock. Oh, God.
Oh, for... Great job, guys.
What's up?
Leroy, you were just stupid as hell.
Oh, man.
At least I have chicken.
Right, there you go. That's the famous Jenkins sketch. You can, if you just type Leroy Jenkins in, you'll find a video of it if you want, but the video is a bit boring. It's just this kind of desperation and nerdiness of the dudes that makes me laugh.
I might be northern, but it doesn't mean you can point those nipples at me. Right, I'll just go on the computer, Lake, and search for some lovely birds. I just saw a lovely blue tit down the road, Lake. So just type that in. Blue tits. Oh no. There's some links to some bloody disgusting porn sites, Lake. Big breasted birds. No, 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 no. No one wants to see that, Lake. Bloody filth, that is.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
I think of all the flavours of sex, cyber sex must be the least flavoursome or good. Because what's the point in it? What, cyber sexing? You just type in some sexy chat with someone else and they types it back. But what is the point in this? You know, why do that when you can, actually go and look at some kind of naked pictures of ladies? Or men, if you like that. I mean, or videos, you know? Well, no, let's write a little rubbish sexy script between me and a stranger. I don't really understand how it works. I mean, if you haven't had dirty chat with someone, like on a phone or whatever, then at least your hands are free to do whatever, you know, knitting, etc. But if you're cyber sexing, that means you're typing in. And you can't type in one-handed, because that would take ages. See, and the only people doing cyber sex are probably underage people who can't look at big, big adult porn. So if you are doing that, you better watch out, because you could be cyber pedoing, which is probably an offence, maybe, I don't know. But even if it isn't, it should be, you dirty perverts.
Quotes. These are quotes that I have heard this week.
Quote from Stavros, talking about my podcast last week, which mentioned the word cock a lot. He said, "Too many cocks spoil the broth."
The elephant says, "Here's a news nugget."
News nugget! Article today, Japanese scientists have developed a robot. Oh, you think a robot? Nice. We like robots. They're cool. And what do you think this robot... What do you think they developed a robot to do? Well, this is the really useful thing. It can help people get out of bed and bring them their breakfast. Brilliant. That's really pushing humans forward to the next level, isn't it? Let's make a robot to make our breakfast for us. It's 4'10" robot. It's a big chunky white thing, which has soft hands and fingers. Ah, must use fairy liquid. Kind of odd, because it says it's called 21. And it has enough strength to support humans as they sit up and stand, and can make supple movements to respond to human touch. What's that got to do with making breakfast? A robot to get people out of bed. I mean, what are they going to use this? Are they going to deploy it at universities to shovel them out for lectures? Well, I think, bugger the soft hands, it should be equipped with a cold hose, and it should just blast the little student mothers. Get up! There's some pretty fancy technology in this robot, because it can actually pick up a loaf of bread. Well, I know what you're thinking, that's amazing, but it can pick it up without crushing it. I mean, how crush a loaf of bread? I mean, that's a bit doesn't happen very often, does it? I mean, how clumsy have you actually got to be to crush a loaf of bread? It can then serve toast and help lift people out of bed. I mean, tell you what, they've really been studying, really been going, working hard with this robot. It can serve toast. What does that mean? Just come out with a plate of toast. And then they said it'll be like, he says it'll be sort of a commonplace in 2050. What? They're like, right, excuse me, Mr. Scientist, are you aware that's 40 years in the future? Yeah, 40 years, and all it can do is make bloody toast? In 40 years, I expect them to be bloody tap dancing, asking for our breakfast order, then making it at the time that we awake, and then carrying me to work. Not just make toast and get me out of bed. I've got a girlfriend for that, I don't need a robot.
Ooh la la.
You made this comedy for me. Ooh, you shouldn't have.
Hello, I've been on the computer for ages. I've been mumbling, Mum, I need a blade, Mum, I need one. But the boy down the road's got one, he's brilliant, he's got loads of games, he's wicked, and his mum really loves him. Mum said, no, we can't afford a computer. And I was like, oh, no, bloody hell. And so I thought, Mum, I need one to do schoolwork. And then she sort of went, schoolwork. And actually did a funny sort of frown, which looked like she might be doing a poo. And so, but then 2 weeks later, a big parcel arrived. And Mom, look what that is. I think we're, and then we opened it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I could do it, Mum. And I tried to put it together, but then couldn't. And then so she got her mate, Derek, to come round. And he put it up, and we had to play it. And then we couldn't connect the internet. I was like, Mum, we can't connect the internet. Not, make it work. And basically she couldn't. And I said, this computer's rubbish. This is not how it works. And then we had to sign up to BT. And then, who's to sign up to BT? Because you've got to sign up for the internet. It doesn't come with the computers. And you said, that's right, because that's how it works.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
The Wii's been popular this year. I mean, I've always been a big fan of a Wii. Used to have competitions of how high could Wii at primary school. I was always pretty efficient at that. Oh yeah, good few meters. As I get older and I tell the story, that length of pissing high will of course grow incrementally with my age. Probably 10 centimeters for every year. Yeah, the Wii, right. I'm not a big fan of the Wii console for Nintendo. I admire its kind of ingenuity and different look at gaming. But it's more of a kid's toy, man. It's like, I played it, you get a few sports ones, but I mean, if you're swinging the thing around, why don't you just go out and play sport? It's enjoyable. My mate's going, yeah, but I'm getting fit. My fitness age on the Wii, I'm like 27. What, so wiggling your arm about, is that... Are you really fit though? Could you do much with that? No. But the games, man. But there's one, Wario Party, and it just involves most mundane things. Like, you put the phone down, you put the bloody controller down, and then the phone rings on the screen, and you pick it up, right? And if you do it in time, the little person on the screen says, wrong number, go away! And then there's other things like cleaning the blackboard, wiping the table, scribbling out something. I mean, these aren't games. These are just things you do in life which are boring. Cleaning a blackboard, that's a game, is it? Brilliant, why don't I just go and clean a real blackboard? I mean, these are things you do, mundane tasks, you tell children, you try and make it into a game so they do it. Ooh, let's see who can clean the blackboard the quickest. Yeah, woo! Yeah, that's not fun. Boring. So, I hope I haven't got a Wii for Christmas. Hey Dick Watts, listen up, it's the businessman here, the man with the plan. I sold 12 licenses of our software product today. Do you know how? I went up to their buyer and said, oi dickhead, buy this. And you know what? They did. Now that is a lesson in business. Alright, lesson over.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
Right, read this story in The Sun, and it's Girls Aloud singer Cheryl Cole is learning French to romance soccer star Ashley with the language of love. Now, really, it's kind of odd. I mean, what, learning French, how is that going to romance someone who doesn't really speak French and is a footballer? I can't really see that coming on too well. The 24-year-old star said she had a basic understanding of it, but remembers very little. Well, that's not too bad. She continues, I once went out with a French boy. So I got some CDs to learn the language. I've forgotten most of it now, but for a few bad words. Well, that might be put a kibosh on the old romance if you already know swear words. Well, fuck, wank, cunt. Actually, you'd probably be fine with those, actually. But don't worry about the rest. Just wheel out those ones into some kind of sentence. Will be good. And she said, you can't wait to try out the language of love. Ashley's in for a treat. Well, I'm not really sure men are that bothered about the talking part of romance. We're more of like an action guy. We like the action. In fact, all that waffle beforehand, you could probably just skip that, you know, go straight in there, I reckon. See, in some ways, that's typical. Look, the girl goes to learn something new to help treat her man. And instead of something that he wants, like a nice sexy lingerie or something like that, she learns French. Oh, women, just not understanding the men fully, are you? We like boobs and arse, not foreign languages.
All right, geezer, will you just cipher this, please? What is it? It's a bloody comedy, you slag.
Can I make money at computers? Are you fucking kidding? Computers are money, baby. Cha-ching. They are money. Oh, look. We'll sell you. Computer doesn't work. You've got to ring our support line. You know how much that is? Cha-ching, man. That's how much that is, mate. Cha-ching. Every time you sell someone a bloody computer, it's that date. Woi. Lovely jubbly. No one knows what the heck's going on under the little white barriers. Cha-ching. Pirated software. Ooh. Who doesn't want that, then? I think everyone does. Cha-ching. Thank you very much. Even old mums. They'll love it. They'll bloody lap it up. Yeah, old love. It's a copy of Windows, wink wink, 20 quid, thank you very much, good shit.
Wakey wakey, you've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
Retro games. I used to play this game when I was younger called Railroad Tycoon. And it's still actually, the idea still I find quite interesting because it was about, basically you start off with like $100,000 or whatever. You've got to build like a station at one end and to another, from one town to another. And then you can put, and it costs you money for the tracks. Then you put like, you can choose what size of station and put other stuff on like mail things and shops and all sorts of stuff like that. And then you got to buy an engine and the carriages, and there's different carriages like for mail, passengers, cargo, coal. And so when you looked at the cities, the two towns, then you see what they had. If they had coal, you knew you better do some coal about. And if they had bigger population, then there'd be lots of mail and stuff. And then when you made more profit and sort of done up your things, you expanded the track through, and I think it was set in America. You expand the track and there'd be like tricky bits, so you go through mountains and stuff. See that was when they had, the graphics are rubbish, they had to have little interesting games. Whereas today, the games are rubbish, but the graphics are interesting. Anyway, Railroad Tycoon, eh? Check it out.
Here I come to save the day. That means
a story
is on the way.
Right, I've got this blog, which has stuff on. And I sometimes look at what people have typed in to get onto the blog. Some of the stuff is just so ridiculous, it just cracks me up. I don't know how, this is what someone has typed into Google search engine, and they've got onto my page, right? Our lass has got a massive fanny. Now, what was this person hoping to find when he typed that in? Was he hoping to find one of his lass with the massive fanny, or just massive fannies in general? Why does he like them so big? This one. Noel Edmonds, handicapped baby. Is he? I think this is the referring to the legendary clip where Edmonds sees this on that bloody box game he plays, and this woman's on there, and she's showing him a picture of her when she's younger, and he goes, and he starts laughing right at this handicapped boy, and he's going. Look, and she goes, what are you laughing at? He goes, oh, look at the face on that one, oh. And she goes, she goes, oh, well, he's handicapped. And Edmonds, without blinking, goes, oh, lovely smile. Lovely smile, looking nervous. It's bloody awesome. Edmonds, you weasel. This is, look, cowboy Santa girl image. What's he hoping to get out of that one? Is it cowboy or is it Santa? Obviously a girl, but you can't really mix them too much. And you rarely ever find women Santas and women cowboys in the same place. This is quite poetic. The doll is my shepherd. See, that's powerful stuff. Something like Bruce Lee would say to justify himself being on the doll or something like that. Nice. This one just kind of annoys me. Amusing women stereotypes. They're not going to be amusing. Why would you type that in? What does he want from that? Bloody hell.
Ooh la la.
You made this comedy for me? Ooh, you shouldn't have.
Hello, it's the tree here. I was glad when computers came along. Because before computers, people used to read everything from paper, which is me. And when you'd go into a small corner shop and look on the shelves and see rows and rows of porn, I quite feared that the whole tree population would be ripped down to make porn, and no one wants that, do they? But now, people use computers for porn, and watch videos and pictures instead, which is good, because computers are made from trees. So now, we don't have to watch your gurning faces whilst you're hunched over a magazine, whacking your little monkey to death. It's quite a nice change, really, you randy little buggers.
The Queen and Prince Philly have been married now for 60 years. Woo! So, to celebrate this, the Queen has invited, I think, 20 couples who married on the same day to all come over and have a big dinner or something. I mean, what relevance? This because they married on the same day. What does that mean?
Those nipples at me, lay.
Just been listening to a program on Radio 4. Yes, I sometimes go highbrow on you all. And it was talking about earworms. And it was saying that it's using quite scary words, actually, of how the earworms are tunes or songs which, or snippets of music that get in your head and you can't shake, like terrible things like the Birdie song or something horrible like that will somehow get in your brain, and then all of a sudden you find yourself singing it all day. And it's using scary terms like the earworms being activated, like they're actually planted in there and then set off like some kind of spy. But it was saying that even people who have Alzheimer's losing their marbles and can't remember certain things, they can still remember these bloody earworms. That seemed mighty cruel to me. Poor little, the old-timers' disease, but yet there they are still remembering, you know, the Spice Girls hit. Actually, that's pretty too cack for even there. For people with Alzheimer's to remember, but the Birdie song, you can, I don't think you'd ever, and no one could ever forget that, could they? Haunting melody. Yeah, that is burned into the brain, no doubt about it.
All right, Geezer, will you just cipher this, please? What is it? It's a bloody comedy, you slag.
Right, it's time for a bit of sun letters.
Toy boy Hunk treated me like a cheap tart. Oh, well, you know, if you dabble in the younger aged man, you know, you should be really calling the shots. But I took a guy, and this is not me, by the way, before you do it, I know. Right, I took a guy home from a club and invited him in for a drink. 35-year-old woman asked a 19-year-old man into her house and she invited him for a drink. But guess what? Oh, shock of all shocks. All he wanted was sex. Well, bloody hell. Didn't see that one coming. She met this 19-year-old one night at a dance. A dance. When do people go dancing these days? He came over and started chatting. He was flirting with me and brought me drinks all evening. Well, I mean, is there a duty? I don't know. I saw she sounds a bit stupid. I wonder how she knew that he was chatting her up. I won it. Later on he said, I think you know I'm chatting you up. There you go. That's giving it away. Being much older and no Barbie girl, or a Jordan for that matter. What the hell does that mean? You don't get 35-year-old Barbie girls. She was flattered. There were plenty of girls there his age, but he wasn't interested in them. He said he liked older women. Meh. We shared a taxi home, which he paid for. We say he's bought all the drinks. He's paid for a taxi. She invited him in for a thank you. But he made it clear he expected sex. Well, come on, missus. Just give him a quick shag, it'd be alright. It felt good at the time, but I felt sick and like a cheap tart the next morning. Well, why? So he's gone out, bought loads of drinks, paid for a taxi home, they've had sex, it was good. And then she's still complaining the next day. He wanted to get a taxi to work because he was running late, so I gave him 30 quid fare. 30 big ones. I kind of wonder what this actual bloody letter's about, because then she says, I haven't seen him since, I didn't even get his name, I don't really care if I see him, but I'd like my money back. What about all the drinks and the taxi home? Sounds like break even to me. Love, I feel like I've been taken for a mug again. I mean, come on, start learning, will you? I'm going back to the same club soon. If I see him again, do you think I should ask him for cash? What a cheek. This woman must be the stupidest woman in the world. She deserves to bloody be slapped with a fish. Right, let's move on. I like this. This one's crazy. I did an awful thing. Now you wonder, I wonder what that awful thing was. And then he says, I touched my stepdaughter. Now my wife won't forgive me. Well, she's a bit unreasonable, isn't she? All he did was touch his stepdaughter. Oh, he's 40 and has been married for 17 years. I adopted my wife's two daughters, 21 and 25, from their first marriage. Alright. My wife hit the bottle after years of rowing over money. That's when it made me cross the line. Well, you know, it does. There's looking for excuses here. I mean, just your wife's an alcoholic. It doesn't mean you should touch your second eldest daughter's breast, who was 15 at the time. Now, there's so many things wrong with this. It's almost beggar's belief. I like the way he's palmed it off on to blame her. When he was penning this bloody letter, he must have been getting a bit angry. For God's sake, it was all their fault. That young temptress. He goes. And he did it pretty stylishly. Look, I put my hand inside her blouse. She didn't object. Well, that's all right then, isn't it? No, fucking hell. I did it on three more occasions, and then it hit me how wrong it was, and I haven't done it since. See, look, he's learned the error of his way, isn't he? He's molested a girl three times, but then thought he'd stop. Well, neither of us spoke on it, but recently I said something to upset her, and she told everyone what happened. My wife won't accept how ashamed I am. Now, you see, look, he's He's ashamed. He's, you know, he's regretful. But just to cap it all off in a magnificent manner, I could understand a reaction if I'd damaged my daughter long term, but she just spilled the beans out of spite. Bloody, yeah. She'd been molested whilst 15, and now she's spitefully bloody told someone. She, you know, she should be locked up. Not him, the big pervert paedophile. Should be that bloody 15-year-old girl who's now a woman. Hey?
Leroy Jenkins! Leroy Jenkins! Leroy Jenkins!
Leroy Jenkins!
Wakey wakey, you've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
I often have a little look at scientists and their kind of, their studies on kind of pointless things. Studying the male top-eye antelope sex burden. Now this one I can sort of see, because it does, you know, I can relate to this. Like the little quote they have on the side, it says, it's not uncommon to see males collapsing with exhaustion as the demands of their females get too much for them. Well, you know, I hear you, antelope brothers. You know, I've had many a time through the, with the demands of the females, you know, queuing up at the old door. Oh, give me a rest. Goodness sake, you large-breasted birds. Good, go on, get back.
God.
The article starts off, choosy males and aggressive females. A role reversal has been found in the sexual behaviour of the antelope, the toppy antelope. I mean, but what is the relevance in us knowing this? You know, what good is going to come of this research? Yeah, they've spent hours watching these antelopes shag, and what is the end purpose? They're not going to, what are they going to do? Nothing with it. Develop some kind of tactical book for males for nightclubs. So yeah, well, interesting. It says, some males are so forcefully pursued by pushy females that they refuse the advances of previous partners. Well, that's true in human form. I mean, when you get a new girlfriend, you have to refuse the advances of previous partners. That's a rule, I think. Definitely a rule, fact. So, you know, we are so similar to the antelopes, aren't we? But I also like, we're studying antelopes shagging for ages, and then find something and then think, oh, bugger, I've got to make up some kind of theory now to explain this. And they've come up with, published in the current biology, this helps males conserve their sperm for the possibility of mating with new females. See, they've just said that. I mean, how do they know the males are really thinking that? They don't. This is like, you know, when if you had to do a survey for your schoolwork, and then you sort of have a theory, you read the theory, and then you make your study fit. I think this is kind of like that. They've got, look at this, they're shagging pushy female. I know, I'll say this, and then all the rest of my study will all point to that same direction. I tell you what though, the females are fertile for one day only. So they observed that each female would mate on average with four males, some reached 12, and that each individual would mate 11 times. Whoo, bloody hell, they're stallions. Although one pair was observed on 36 occasions. That must be, I wonder what you think when you're there doing that job and like your mum rings up, well, what did you do today? I just watched these antelopes have sex. Yeah, really interesting actually, because one of them had sex 36 times. There I was, sitting in the field with my binoculars, little notepad. One, ooh, again, two, bloody hell, come on, 25, surely no more. Here they go again. Oh, it's getting paid for watching antelope shag. I'm not sure if I'd like it that much, I don't think. So the next bit goes down and it's like, has a mini headline, unexpected behaviour. These findings are contrary to conventional sexual selection theory, which say males are competitive and females choosy. Well, that is conventional sexual theory indeed. These antelopes though, they're coming out of the box, they're a bit different. Dr. Jorgensen says, we may not have our eyes open to the fact that opposite sexual conflicts may occur more commonly than we think. Normally males are persistent and females resistant.
That's quite a good little rhyme.
But, I mean, I think he's sort of going a bit over the top by saying we may not have our eyes open on the fact that this might not be the case in every single animal in the world. No shit, really? That is quite possibly amazing. He's thought of juice, sperm supply. Nice way of putting it. So really, the fact that it doesn't happen to humans is just because our sperm is so bloody fertile. Just our sperm's just too efficient. It's the problem. And so our females don't have to shag around. Don't have to, but some of them do. I'll have to make a theory up about that, I think.
Right, amazingly, I've managed to go a whole episode without mentioning penises, cocks, fannies, tits, knob, muff. Penises, cocks, fanny, tits, knob, muff. Penises, cocks, fanny, tits, knob, muff.
Penises, cocks, fanny, tits, knob, muff.
Penises, cocks, fanny, tits, knob, muff.
Penises, cocks, fanny, tits, knob, muff.
Or anything like that, and I especially didn't mention massive inflatable penises whacking Simon Cowell in the face. Who's that? Who's that over there coming over? Chris Moyles. There's me with a giant inflatable cock. Hello. Whack in the face. I think you... Ah. Oh. Well, I almost made it. Bugger. Right. I'm going to put the old Jenkins remix on because I just kind of like that. We've got the fuck ups coming up. Mate, bit of pub talk-ish. I don't know. I think it's walking back from the pub, but that's good enough. Right, anything funny, send it into hoskshalfhour@gmail.com. Vote for me on Dig or whatever if you want. Au revoir. Oh, yeah, and if you've had any problems, download the MP3. Just persist. It will come back, and it's still there for download. Just the thingy's acting a bit strange.
Well, it's a lot better than we usually do.
Alright, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this!
Of course, going down fast because we're bringing all these guys and we'll be in trouble and take them down quick.
Repeating, of course.
Chicken.
Stupid as hell.
Let's whack everyone with these huge penises. Bosh, you penis! Winston shouts in obscene language. Bosh! To be number called Bosh with the penis! Give me a rest. Goodness sake, you. For 30 large-breasted birds.
Ah, cleaning a black...
board, that's a game, is it? Underage people who can't look at big adult porn. There's another one, but I'm not going to mention that yet, because it's nasty.
Sam, what?
I'll sell you that for later. These are crush a loaf of bread. Games, you tell these huge crush a loaf of bread. 32 by top E, top I. 3 recurring. I mean, that is true. Obviously. Penis in the face to you, sir. Top E, top I. That sounds quite enjoyable. Internet phenomenon.
Sam, what?
Japanoid. Top E, top I. Our lass has got a massive fanny. They'll find something. Go on, get back. Top E, top I. Don't know why it's Japanese, but...
I took a guy home from a club. It's quite a good damage my daughter's look. And invited him for a fucking...
Cox!
That's the thing, you know, I'm chatting you up. But how did she know that, I've not seen or heard of him since. A woman I'm... Fucking mother... Woman!
Top E, top I. He started changing hats. today, they're the last three if I wanted to buy one. I said, no, thank you. Right. What a bastard.
I'm walking in the
air. Hey, baby, I want to introduce you to religion.
You're allowed to say that.
Special half day.
Yeah, isn't it? In Gajamore.
And drink. It's
got an England flag on there.
Beautiful.
Gosh, it's all the way to Euro 2008.
Nice. I bet some people have bought tickets.
So good.
Leggy!
That cost you a good one.
Aww.
That cost you dead. Holy shit.
Look, cost it.
We're there. What is it?